Ready, set, jingle. Get into the holiday spirit with the Jingle Bell Fun Run at Turtle Bay on Saturday, December 7th, starting at 4 p.m. This festive 2-mile walk or run will have you jingling all the way, with free entry into the Redden Garden of Lights at the end of the course. Register now at turtlebay.org/run for a night of holiday magic you won't want to miss.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
This nation was founded on the principle that there are no kings in America. Each of us is equal before the law. No one is above the law.
The fact is, no one is above the law.
In this country, no one is above the law.
The American principle that no one is above the law was reaffirmed.
Make no mistake, no one, not even the President of the United States, is above the law.
In my administration, no one is above the law.
This is not just another Biden political story, the pardoning of Hunter. This is going to be like in the very top ways you describe the whole Joe Biden thing, if it's ever talked about, him being president, him pardoning his son.
I would agree. Yeah, if it's a three-horned description of his presidency, this will be one of those horns.
Along with being senile and deciding to run again. But the New York Times, for instance, their columnists, here's the list of their columnists from, is this today or yesterday? Yesterday, I think. A second-rate crime gets a second-rate pardon from Gail Collins. A disgraceful pardon by Brett Stevens. Biden's pardon for his son dishonors the office from Jeffrey Toobin. And there were a couple of more really negative things. The New York Times was like full-on, this is awful.
I was crazy shocked listening to one of my favorite podcasts that these very learned and smart people who I enjoyed listening to completely whiffed on the 11-year blanket immunity from anything you might dig up. I mean, that's unfreaking believable. That's the key aspect of this. But the drive-by media, God bless Rush Limbaugh, God rest his soul, that is such a great description. Because they took a glance, oh, he pardoned his son, I'll be damned. He said he wouldn't, but he did. Anyway, taxes and guns. Anyway, let's move on to the next thing. Maybe there's a scandal. Oh, yeah. But the great Eli Lake in the Free Press with a terrific piece talking about all of the times Joe Biden and his cronies put aside, crapped on, ignored our democratic norms. Between the laptop cover-up, the perversion of the intelligence services, the lawfare, all of it. It's a great, great takedown. I wish we had more time because it was terrific. But I wanted to get to this, and this is Joseph Ziegler and Gary Shapley, who wrote a piece in the Journal. Do you remember those names? Those were the IRS whistleblowers who came by at risk and great damage to their careers and personal lives and said, hey, the Merrick Garland Justice Department is giving Hunter an unbelievable sweetheart ride when he's committed serious, serious tax crime. And as I said, they have a piece in the Journal. Do we have that Scott Jennings clip I was looking for yet, Hanson? We can figure that out in a second, because he does a great job with that. Anyway, they write, The White House's story on Hunter Biden keeps changing. The president supposedly had no knowledge of his son's business, then no involvement in it, then no financial benefit directly from it. The goalpost moved as more facts came to light. Before the election, Joe Biden promised he would respect the legal process and issue no pardon or commutation to his son. This week, he went much farther than preemptively commuting any sentence to keep his son from prison. He issued a broad pardon for any and all crimes over a nearly 11-year period. He gave his son the sweeping immunity to which career prosecutors refused to agree to as part of an aborted plea deal. When that deal collapsed in January of 23, Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel. Despite his testimony, and they get into a detail that's a little distracting. These dizzying narrative shifts happened because the two of us blew the whistle and exposed the preferential treatment the Biden Justice Department gave to a powerful political family. Our story never changed because we told the truth. And I thought, you know what? Stepping aside from the specifics of what we're talking about here, you have one party whose story constantly changes, the other party whose story never changes.
Well, I remember on...
Shouldn't there be a saying about that, that all human yeah. beings grow up knowing? How powerful is that?
Yeah. I remember the Washington Post gave Biden four Pinocchios on one of those claims, the never had knowledge of the business of my son or something right. like that.
Yeah. So to get back to the whistleblowers, President Biden's pardon is an insult to every honest tax-paying American. He claimed that his own Justice Department unfairly targeted his son. On the contrary, we produced mountains of evidence and testified under oath about the machinations his Justice Department, including Mr. Weiss, used to shield the Biden family from a thorough investigation of alleged corruption in Ukraine, Romania, and China. This year, a jury found Hunter Biden guilty of federal gun charges in Delaware, and he pleaded guilty to willful tax felonies in California. The president's letter falsely suggests that his son was merely late in filing and paying his taxes because of serious addictions. He wrote that in such cases, when back taxes are paid with penalties and interest, they are often resolved without criminal penalties, but his son was treated differently. That's malarkey. The American people need to know, and
nice.
The president's
good one.
Yeah, well played. And the president's letter omits that Hunter Biden admitted to intentional felony tax evasion, criminal charges for which ordinary Americans are held accountable every day. Hunter Biden admitted that he filed false tax returns with the IRS knowingly and willfully while sober. False deductions taken on his tax return, contradicted statements he made in his memoir, which he also wrote while sober. These false deductions included things like sex club memberships, luxury vehicle rentals.
Oh, that's house right. Rental. The right. sex club memberships that he put down as a business expense, which, you know, maybe they were.
Ordinary Americans are routinely held accountable for that kind of tax fraud every day. But Hunter Biden will escape accountability because his father is president. Joe Biden's letter doesn't mention that his broad pardon also absolves his son of any other crime in the past decade that the Justice Department didn't fully investigate. In a public filing in August, Special Counsel Weiss's office alleged that Hunter Biden agreed, quote, to attempt to influence U.S. public policy on behalf of a Romanian businessman, but did not charge Mr. Biden with a violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. The dishonesty that has infected the Washington political class must stop, and the bureaucrats in the Justice Department and the IRS who abused their power and acted unethically ought to be held accountable. Then they talk about the constant retaliation they have faced from the very powerful in Democratic Party circles and the help they're getting from whistleblower support organizations. But without serious reform and major changes in personnel and policy, something like this will happen again. We will keep our oaths as sworn federal tax law enforcement officers, stand up for fair and equal treatment of every taxpayer, and speak out against improper politicization of the Justice Department. Those dudes are patriots. I'm glad they took it down. Point by point. What a parade of lies that statement Biden wrote was. It's shameless, utterly shameless.
Well, and the fact that the New York Times has five different columns from regular writers and guest essays blasting this is unethical and awful and a disgrace and all the different things.
Really, the only support it's getting is from cable news talking heads who are employed to make arguments. They don't mean any of it. It's just an effort to keep you watching, but it's intellectually bankrupt. It's boring. It's stupid. which is why a lot of those cable news channels are going away. But anyway, well done, Messrs. Ziegler and Shapley.
So we have a breaking news story. The CEO of United Healthcare has been shot dead in front of a Midtown hotel in New York. And there's some news breaking that it was a targeted, like, assassination. Now, there's no way they would know that already. That could just be the sort of internet rumor that flies around, and it turns out it'll just be, you know, some Venezuelan gang person that's been arrested five times was just trying to rob a rich guy. Who knows? But we'll keep our eye on it.
Yeah, I'd love to know some of the facts that have led people to say that. I mean, it could be. It could be a business thing. It could be a personal thing. It was like, remember when that tech guy got gunned down in San Francisco and it turned
right.
out to be a love triangle deal?
Right. Yeah. So the Supreme Court is taking a look at transgender surgeries.
Well, yeah, treatments for kids.
What happened in South Korea yesterday is nuts. Thank God it got settled down the way it did, and it showed how important strength in your institutions is.
And how brawny and brave your congressional aides are.
Right.
That aspect of the story is nuts. We'll get to that.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff this hour. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
I just got my latest box of Omaha Steaks the other day. First thing I did was grill up the burgers. The best burgers I've ever had.
Both of our dads love the burgers. They love the steaks. They love the delicious au gratin potatoes and the desserts. What a great gift Omaha Steaks is. It's perfect.
Right now you can save on unforgettable gifts with 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com. Plus score an extra $30 off with the promo code Armstrong.
Yep, the quality is guaranteed in every single bite. And right now you can save big. Five generations of experience at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to deliver the perfect gift with thoughtfully curated gift packages featuring gourmet favorites.
From legendary steaks to mouth-watering desserts and more, save 50% off site-wide for a limited time at omahasteaks.com.
Plus, our listeners get an extra $30 off with the promo code Armstrong. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com, and an extra $30 off with the promo code Armstrong. Minimum purchases may apply.
When they say free, they really mean check the fine print. They say free iPhone, but only if you trade in your $1,000 phone, pay $100 a month for unlimited data, and also a $35 activation fee. Now, Pure Talk, they have a better option. You'll get a brand new iPhone 14 with unlimited talk, text, 15 gigabytes of data, mobile hotspot for just $50 a month. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Pure Talk.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Get ready for rodeo. Today through Friday, we're bringing you live coverage straight from the National Finals Rodeo.
Tune in as we go behind the scenes with exclusive interviews featuring contestants, stock contractors, and even the president of the PRCA.
Whether you're a diehard fan or just love the excitement of the rodeo, you won't want to miss a second of the action.
Join us today at the National Finals Rodeo through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m.
Brought to you by the Redding Rodeo Association and Redding Rancheria, bucking by the river.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Stiefel Nicholas,
I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com has teamed up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive to help out Toys for Tots this holiday season and give you a chance to win some great prizes, including 4 tickets to the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights and $50 in gift certificates, better known as Black Bear Bucks from Black Bear Diner. All you have to do to get into our drawing is donate a brand new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more to the KCNR Studios at 1326 Market Street in downtown Reading. Then your name goes into a drawing coming up December 12th at 8:15 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Teaming up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights, and Black Bear Diner to help out Toys for Tots this Christmas. And giving you a chance to win some great prizes on KCNR. No purchase necessary to enter the drawing. One entry per person.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I do want to talk at some point. Major League Baseball is considering the golden at bat as something that they add in, adding to the things that they've done over the last couple of years with pitch clocks and what one runner on second base in the extra innings or whatever that they do.
Is it like the Golden Bachelor? They'll have a 60-year-old guy come up and hit?
Look, exactly. An aging Ken Griffey Jr. No,
and if he gets on base, aging groupies will attempt to get his hotel room number.
Wow, was it crazy in South Korea yesterday? The height of it happened while we were on the air, and we were bringing it to you as we were like watching it on cable news. But here's a report from NBC, a little follow-up, and then we'll comment ourselves.
This morning, a political crisis is deepening in South Korea, a critical U.S. ally. It comes after a chaotic night that saw the military mobilized around the National Assembly, its version of Congress. All of it triggered by South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol's extraordinary move to declare martial law, an attempt to replace the country's democratic government with military rule. Yoon says he did it to stop what he called North Korean anti-state forces within the government. The ill-fated move fueling a tense standoff, with protesters scuffling with police as helicopters flew overhead. One opposition lawmaker live-streaming how he climbed a fence to get back inside the legislative building for an emergency vote that forced Yoon to revoke the order within hours.
Yeah, and you didn't see the, if you haven't seen the video, I mean, it's quite the fight they have there at the doors as people are trying to get in and out. And there for a while, it was not known, are the police and the military listening to the president, or are they following the law and the parliament, or what's going to happen here? Well, it's classic coup stuff is what it is.
Well, Jack, as you know, I spent my entire collegiate career studying this very sort of thing, comparative politics, political systems, that sort of thing. And here is my comment. You could just go into the streets and chant the guy's name, Yoon Suk, Yoon Suk. And that would be a good chant, wouldn't it?
That's his name?
Yeah, Yoon Suk-yeol. Anyway, where was I? Ah, yes, actual commentary.
Your mother declared martial law.
So he declares martial law. A couple hours later, in the parlance of the modern day, the South Korean people said, yeah, no. But he actually had some elements of the military that were obedient enough or didn't know what to do. They tried to bust in to prevent Parliament from doing its work, and they were rebuffed by, like, the equivalent of congressional aides armed with fire extinguishers and furniture.
It had a bit of a January 6th look to it there, definitely.
Yeah. Thank God the special forces guys, I think they were paratroopers or something like that, who were trying to get in to prevent the parliament from being parliament, decided not to open fire on their countrymen.
Well, who were they answering to, though? Some military leader who just took it upon himself to choose which direction to go? I mean, at some point in the chain, somebody was freelancing it, weren't they?
Well, thank God. The president declared martial law.
Right, which was a... So he apparently is a crook, or at least he's an alleged crook. He's got all kinds of investigations.
And half a nut.
Yeah, and all kinds of investigations going on, and him and his wife, and they're crook politicians. And the jig might be up, and so he declared martial law and was gonna try to, become a dictator, I guess. And the parliament wanted to get back in there to vote and say, no, martial law is over. We're going back to regular life, and now we're going to impeach you, which is what they're working on today. But they got back in there, and they voted 190 to nothing to get things right.
Right. Like so many countries around the world, a good deal of their system is based, at least in part, on the United States Constitution. And their system says the president can declare national law, but if the assembly convenes and says, no, your justification is not adequate, it's over.
Which is kind of interesting.
But the president's declaration of martial law said there can be no political processes at all, including the press.
Well, right.
To which the parliament said, yeah, if we got to fight our way in, we're doing it.
Yeah, and martial law means you're not able to travel around freely, and so if they're not in the building and you declare martial law, how would they get back in to vote? I guess that's what the president was hoping.
Right, but my ultimate point is I'm heartened that the institutions held, that the checks and balances worked, and the patriotism of the South Korean parliament and their folks, and I'm sure a lot of them believe stuff I don't believe in or maybe rotten or whatever, but they said, whoa, 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 this is too much, and it's so too much, I'm going to fight soldiers in the hallways to make sure we can have our vote.
Wow, that is getting too close to losing your democracy right there.
That's really shaky, yeah. Keeping in mind that South Korea has just been a democracy since, was it 1980? So I can't remember specifically, but not very long.
What's a golden at bat in Major League Baseball? They're thinking of actually bringing this in, and the idea is that, like, one idea that's being floated is you'd get one per game. If you follow baseball at all, you go through the order. You know, 1 through 9, you give the order before the game, that's the order everybody bats in. But with a golden at bat, you'd be able to, you decide it's a crucial situation, fourth inning, bases loaded, we could win the game right here, Shohei Ohtani's going to bat next. You just bring in your best player to bat then. You get one golden at bat per game. And the idea would be...
Even though he's elsewhere in the lineup?
Yes. The idea would be that, for the fans anyway, you get the big moment, biggest player thing happening all the time, instead of bases loaded, two outs, the pitcher's up next. Crap. It'd be more exciting for the fans if the best player gets to come up to bat, I guess.
As a semi-purist, as a moderate purist, I like the pitch clock, for instance. I despise this idea. I hate it.
They're not exactly sure how
I will fight South Korean paratroopers in the hallways to prevent this.
They're not quite sure how they would fix that, but do you bat in your same spot again, so you end up batting, like, twice?
Or potentially twice in a row if you whiff the first? That's idiotic. Stop it. Stop this madness.
What's Major League Baseball's idea? We have much more news to get to. I hope you can stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Trump's victory doesn't mean our financial worries are over. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. Washington's spending addiction still threatens your savings. That's why I recommend gold IRAs from my friends at Birch Gold Group. These accounts protect your retirement from government mismanagement. For a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word HEDGE to 989898. Don't wait. Text HEDGE to the number 989898 now for your free kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4255. 4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
This is a law that bans medical treatment only when it is prescribed inconsistent with an individual's sex. Our argument is that that treats people differently because of their sex, and therefore the court has to treat it like all other forms of sex discrimination, and that's why it's unconstitutional.
What's that?
Oh, that is the, just as a side note, former gal, current fella, Chase Strangio, who's a lawyer arguing before the Supreme Court that Tennessee, the state of Tennessee, which is one of the 26 states that bans cruel experiments on children who are momentarily confused about their sex.
Or deny suicidal kids gender-affirming care, driving them to suicide, you animal.
Who ordered a load of crap? Got a load of crap here? Yeah. So the state Supreme Court is being asked to say that the Tennessee law prohibiting so-called gender-affirming care, which is actually sex change experiments on children, is somehow discriminatory based on the 14th Amendment, because if I, as a young lad, need testosterone for some sort of recognized medical condition, I can get it. If I, as a young girl who is momentarily confused through peer pressure and activism at my perverted local school into thinking, I don't know, maybe I'm transgender or queer or something, if I, as a girl, want that same treatment, I can't get it. Therefore, it is sex discrimination under the 14th Amendment.
I think it's the Commerce Clause.
Oh, boy. The law being challenged in Tennessee prohibits administering medical treatments to minors if the purpose is to enable a gender transition or to address, quote, purported discomfort or distress from a discordance according to the minor's between the minor's sex and asserted identity, which is a so new, it's like it makes the electric car look like horse travel. Theory of the way people's minds work and sex that just became super hot in academia, and now all of a sudden kids are getting mutilated over it. It's shocking to me that a country as advanced as ours would fall for this fraud and let kids be abused.
But so the Supreme Court is looking at this for the first time, the trans stuff, and they could rule what? That states
may bar doctors from doing this
or leave
to children.
So that,
or they will say, no states, you can't do that. It is sex discrimination. And if a confused girl wants male hormone treatments, they should be able to.
Well, if it was a super woke lefty court, I would be worried, but I gotta believe there are five votes to say, no, this isn't sex discrimination. That's nuts.
So let's hear again from the recent rival to manhood, Mr. Strangio, the trans lawyer, 26, Michael.
I obviously disagree with that premise that allowing transgender women into women's sports or women's bathroom is a threat to women, but it is also not the question before the court in this case. And in fact, it is a totally independent question about whether a law that bans medical care for transgender adolescents discriminates against people based on sex versus these separate cases that preceded any of these healthcare bans will continue to be litigated in the courts regardless of the outcome here.
Is actually right about that. It is a separate question. It's also a question with a very clear answer.
Quit calling it medical care, though. I don't like that.
Yeah, I'd cut the crap. Cut the crap. This is our theme. Stop allowing people to twist the language or use prejudicial language or state that which is clearly not true or has never been proven by science. This is the clip I really want. Next one, Michael.
These are not doctors being forced to provide this medication. These are doctors who are wanting to treat their patients in the best way that they know how based on the best available evidence to us. And these are young people who may have known since they were 2 years old exactly who they are, who suffered for 6-7 years before they had any relief. And what's happening here, it's not the kids who are consenting to this treatment, it's the parents who are consenting to the treatment. And as a parent, I would say, when our children are suffering, we are suffering. And these are parents who love their children, who are listening to the advice of their doctors, of the mainstream medical community, and doing what's right for their kids. And the state of Tennessee has displaced their judgment.
Wow.
I wish I had that in writing because there's so many things to unpack from
kidding.
Oh, where do you want to start? With the mainstream medical authorities? A lot of the quote-unquote mainstream medical authorities have been captured by their far left, and their guidelines have been written by activists who have no scientific basis for their conclusions. It's a horror. I've spent lots of time looking into this. Trust me when I say there is no supporting evidence that this stuff is good for kids or prevents suicide or leads to happy outcomes. It's all been faked up by activists. Secondly, the fact that it's the parents who consent. Jack, maybe you want to handle that. I don't know.
I'm sorry, I got sidetracked by she brought up the age of two, so I wanted to hear that thing from Jake Tapper. Where somebody makes that argument that kids know from the age of two whether they're trans or not.
That was it.
Oh, that was it. Okay.
That is
unbelievable. That is absolutely unbelievable.
It's crap.
Wow. So she thinks it's like there's something wrong with my kid. You can't take your kid to the doctor, and like they would say, they have, rickets. And then they tell you this is the medicine you need for them. And that's the way this is playing out. And it's not some weird progressive parents who would love it if their kids were trans and keep putting that in their head until they start to believe it. Because why wouldn't a 3-year-old believe it? 3-year-olds believe everything you tell them. That's why it's so sick and twisted. And your kids should be taken away from you if you're doing this to your children. And then you find a doctor who's also of the same mindset politically to go along with it.
If the activists at school haven't done that delightful work for you in the state of California, for instance, among others. Yeah, it's just awful.
It's interesting that, in the state of California, they will take your kid away if you don't use the right pronoun. But they won't take your kid away if you try to convince a poor little 3-year-old boy that he's actually a girl. That's horrific.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, it's perverse. It's sick. I have to stay calm when I talk about this stuff, and I am certain that in a very short time, it will be seen as the obscenity that it is.
I know somebody who, at the very young age, they convinced their... Which direction to go? They convinced their little boy that they were a girl. You are a monster.
Yeah.
You are a monster.
Yeah. Shannon Bream discussed this case on Fox News. It's a little lengthy, but she does a good job of explaining stuff. Maybe I'd left something out. Go with 28, Michael. Why not?
This Tennessee law is at the heart of this, and it bans treatment of the gender issues for patients who come seeking them if they're under 18 years old. Surgeries and also hormone replacement therapy and hormone treatments. But what's at stake in this case today is actually just the challenge to the hormone treatments. It's not including the plaintiffs aren't challenging the surgical ban for kids who are under 18 in the state of Tennessee. I want to read something because these plaintiffs were joined by the Biden administration, which decided to intervene in this case. And here's part of their argument to the Supreme Court. They say this: if these laws are allowed to go into effect, transgender adolescents in large swaths of the country will lose access to medically necessary care, resulting in predictable and significant harms like escalating distress, anxiety, and suicidality. That's their argument they'll make today before those 9 justices.
The suicidality. I was way too blasé with my little joke about the gender-affirming care for suicidal kids. But they have used that as a, I'll shoot the hostage sort of bargaining chip through this whole thing. Well, you have to give them the gender-affirming care because studies show they're a lot more likely to commit suicide. If you have a suicidal kid around this, you've got a really unhappy, disturbed kid, period. And that's horrible. I've been there. It's horrible. But the idea that the way to fix it is to have them operated on is crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible. It's horrible. As we've stated many times, can you imagine if some right-wingy group said, you know, effeminate boys, you know what? They're gay. They're going to be gay. No, I tell you what, let's just cut off their genitals and make them into women. How about that? They would be seen as monsters, quite correctly.
Oh, my
quite
God.
Quite correctly.
Your kid is suicidal, so now you're going to give them an operation that changes them forever, and they're going to be okay.
Yeah, lop off their healthy breasts, for instance. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, the Wall Street Journal is writing about this and the argument of the plaintiffs. And they write that on the hormone thing, as I described, that a boy can get it, but a girl can't. And therefore, it's, well, I'll quote, a teenager whose sex assigned at birth is male can be prescribed testosterone to conform to a male gender identity. But a teenager assigned female at birth cannot. The problem with this argument is that it's sophistry, it's fake arguments. The Tennessee law is focused on diagnoses, and it permits treatments for legitimate medical conditions. A biological male can obtain male hormones to correct some medical problems. A biological female can't get male hormones for gender transition. This isn't sex discrimination unless the starting ideological premise is that preference is the only difference between boys and girls. Which gets to the root of this insanity. Nobody's sex is designated or assigned at birth. It's merely observed. And the fact that there are a few ambiguous folks, a very, very few, at birth, does not disprove the fact that the vast, vast majority of people are clearly male or clearly female. It's an awful argument and dopey, and it's in defense of the indefensible. And to defy biological reality and enable this ideological experimentation on the bodies of children is just awful.
We have horrible. Something new that sounds good fitting into this. This is in front of the Supreme Court building, the great Jan Crawford of CBS News talking to a mom who has dealt with this.
School teacher Ariane Adamchikova said her son was 16 when he came out as a trans girl.
His dad and I were very open to different gender expressions. And we just figured that this was an experimental phase. And so I was like, yeah, you know what? Dress however you want. Like, cool. That's great. I was open to all of it. But then I realized if he went to the doctor, they were going to prescribe him hormones. And he was begging for the hormones. He was begging for puberty blockers.
The doctors told me my daughter would commit suicide if I didn't transition her.
Oh my
God. The
doctors told you that?
They did.
Both women, self-described liberals, did not let their children take medication, which can be irreversible. They said their kids went through intensive psychotherapy, and after about 18 months, both children detransitioned.
Shocking!
When you're 25, if you decide that's the pathway you need, then we will, of course, love you and support you in your decision.
That's a great, great report from CBS News right there.
And I've got some brilliant commentary on this. We've got to do it on the other side of the break, just for time reasons. There's a British study, I think it was British, that 85%+ of kids grew out of this, I think on the other sex, within a couple of years and realized, oh, I was unhappy because of this. I mean, it's obscene that activists grab confused kids and do these experiments.
How about
more to come?
How about a medical doctor sitting you down as a parent and telling you, if you don't do this, they're going to commit suicide? Oh, my God.
Those
I would punch him in the face.
Studies are completely fake.
I said him because men are doctors, women are not. That's why I said him.
Good point. Quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. We all worry about the safety of our homes and our families. No time better to act than now. Right now, Simply Safe is extending its massive Black Friday deal for you good folks. Get 50% off a new Simply Safe security system. We've all thought about this. You know what? We ought to call Simply Safe. A&G have been talking about it. You know, let's talk about it. We'll do it tomorrow. No, do it now.
Do it now. I had the only time I've ever had my house broken into many, many years ago, it was Christmas. And I'm certain it was they were breaking in because there were presents under the tree and all that sort of stuff. That's a common thing. You'll feel a lot more comfortable driving away from your home like I do when you've got the Simply Safe system set up.
And how about their Active Guard outdoor protection from Simply Safe? Changes the game by preventing crime before it happens. If someone's lurking around or acting suspiciously, the agents who are monitoring in real time see them, talk to them directly, set off your spotlights, even call the police before the break-in occurs. And all of that crazy monitoring and all, it's about $1 a day. No long-term contracts, no cancellation fees. Fantastic. Go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Get 50% off a new system with select professional monitoring plans. This is your last chance to get the best offer of the year. Simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Man, good on Jan Crawford for having that report. Of course, it fits in with the thinking of like 90% of America. The Supreme
Correct.
Court is finally looking at this. More on it next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through HIMSS.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through HIMSS.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to HIMSS.com/joy. That's HIMSS.com/joy for your free online visit.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
A lot of serious news stories today, but the news flow kind of dictates that. Like, there's breaking news around the Hunter Biden pardon that I can't wait to talk about. That,
oh, really?
I mean, this is becoming clear to me. This is going to be his legacy of the worst thing he did. This is worse than ignoring his dementia and running again and the student loan crap and all these various things. This is Joe Biden, the Hunter Biden pardon, and there's a federal judge last night while we were in bed blasting the Biden family over this. And we'll read that in hour three.
Speaking of the mummy's legacy, can I have a side order of the Afghanistan withdrawal, please?
Right.
Yeah. So this is brilliant, written by John Birch. I'm just going to read it to you. There's a dangerous trend sweeping through America, especially among susceptible teenagers. Thanks to social media and peer influencers, teenagers and even adolescents are pumping their bodies with chemicals. The secret is often kept from the parents until it's too late. I'm talking, of course, about energy drinks. Last year, Senator Chuck Schumer warned that one brand's 200 milligrams of caffeine, quote, could endanger the health of kids, causing them to be moody and suffer headaches.
I would like Chuck Schumer to take some energy drinks so he talks a little faster.
He demanded that the FDA investigate the drink's manufacturer. That's pretty rich, considering that Schumer fully supports giving children hormones and even performing experimental surgeries on them, what he calls gender-affirming care, to make those children look more like the opposite sex. In Schumer's world, the federal government should intervene when a young girl consumes caffeine equivalent to about 2 cups of coffee, but cheer her on if she takes enough testosterone to make her infertile, increase her risk of heart attacks and strokes, and irreversibly alter her body.
Wow.
So much for public health.
That is really good.
I'd say.
We can't it's have, fantastic. We have an epidemic nationwide of children having the equivalent of 2 cups of coffee. If you want to, like, have your penis lopped off, though, at age whatever, go ahead.
Right. All of this is of a piece with the Biden administration's policy on position on this important issue. President Joe Biden appointed Dr. Rachel Levine as Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, second highest position in our nation's largest health agency. Levine, a male who identifies and presents as a woman, pressured the World Professional Association of Transgender Health, WPATH, to remove age limits. This person pressured them to remove age limits in its standards for care for life-altering procedures used on children experiencing gender dysphoria, from puberty blockers to cross-sex hormones to invasive surgeries that remove healthy body parts. As even the New York Times reported, this pressure was not based on science, but on worries that age limits would increase political opposition to these dangerous and experimental treatments. So much for science.
I'm Mr. Superlative, as you all know, but this might be the craziest thing we've done in America. It really might be.
It's close. It is close. I mean, and I've got later in the show a brilliant takedown of the idea of slave reparations. Slavery has been, like, universal in the entire history of mankind. It's loathsome. It's awful.
No, it's just
it's incredibly common.
Yeah, it's just a blip that it hasn't occurred in human history.
Well, right. Yeah, it's prevention is a great victory. This is unprecedented, bizarro. Europe is saying, whoa, we're totally wrong on this. Don't treat kids. It's terrible for them. That's an experiment. I don't know how we got down that road. We're not doing it anymore. The United States is almost alone in this sickness.
It's really Aztecs throwing children in volcanoes weirdness.
Yeah, and about as supportable scientifically.
Wow. And I guess it's quite the scene at the Supreme Court today as they're arguing about this whole thing. There's music and dancing and parties and arguing and the whole thing. Who are you people who are in support of children getting mutilated? Who are you?
It's a radical ideology. It's all tied into postmodernism, neo-Marxism, whether they understand that or not. But it's crazy.
So crazy. And when it's over, they'll look back on it years from now and think, how the hell did that happen?
How did we permit it?
Yeah.
Get the podcast.
Armstrong and Getty. My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in.
with Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.